With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's military gets the go-ahead to move into Gaza City. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved the action following a lengthy debate at an overnight meeting convened by Prime Minister Netanyahu. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Hugo Bishega.
There has been a statement by the Prime Minister's office saying that the military will take control of Gaza City. And also there was the approval of these five principles for the end of the war, which include the release of the hostages, also the defeat of Hamas, but also the creation of an alternative civilian government that is not Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. And it seems that this is an indication of what the Prime Minister might be planning for Gaza once the war is over.
Today, deadline day for Russia. President Trump has threatened Moscow with punishing new sanctions if it does not agree to a Ukrainian ceasefire plan. A Miami federal judge has ordered a two-week halt in ongoing construction work at Florida's Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Detention Center.
The facility was quickly built 2 months ago at a lightly used single runway training airport and can hold up to 3,000 detainees in temporary tent structures. The facility was continuing to be built out, but Thursday's order by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams temporarily bars any new filling, paving, or infrastructure. The order doesn't include any restrictions on law enforcement or immigration enforcement activity at the center. Williams issued the temporary restraining order during a hearing and then followed up with a written order later Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In northeast Pennsylvania, a gunman is dead, shot by police after he shot a neighbor to death and then ambushed state troopers who responded to the scene. Two troopers wounded, they're in stable condition. They are expected to survive. Happened near Thompson, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles north of Scranton. The Dow up 119, and this is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some changes to visa rules.
Foreign athletes or men living as women will not receive visas to enter the U.S. if they're coming here to compete against women. The action follows President Trump's instructions to all federal agencies to do what they can to protect women's sports, especially with the World Cup soccer tournament and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. Numerous sports governing bodies are also banning men from women's competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Military Chaplains Corps marking its 250th anniversary this year with an effort to teach the public about its history. It all began with the Revolutionary War, in which 218 chaplains served. Today, there are thousands of chaplains in service. Initially, all of them were Protestants. The first Catholic chaplain served in the Mexican-American War in 1846. The first rabbi was commissioned in 1862 during the Civil War. The first Muslim chaplains commissioned in the Army in 1993. This is SRN News. Those in the know say that kite boarding is the ultimate high.
Strong winds have swept the eastern coastline near Athens, Greece, drawing dozens of kite boarders to the beach. Gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, turning the area into an open-air playground for the wind sports enthusiast. And believe it or not, the kite boarding community is active year-round, adapting to changing seasons with wetsuits and braving cold winter gales. Jason Walker reporting.
Intel shares have slumped after President Trump called for the immediate resignation of the company's CEO. Senator Tom Cotton has raised questions over CEO Lip-Bu-Tan's alleged ties to semiconductor firms that are reportedly linked to the Chinese Communist Party as well as the People's Liberation Army in Communist China. More details at SRNNews.com.